Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven and a half to the hour here on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, thinking about the reality of what we ought to be doing. What should we, it's always, as we get started with every hour, I think, what would we best be talking about? What should we start with? I try to determine what is a good use of your time and your ears and your head. And I think as far as this hour is concerned, I find the poll that's out, ladies, that most Americans say they want to see bipartisanship in Washington. I don't know that that's a surprise. I hope it's not a surprise. Apparently, we are all strongly interested in seeing cooperation between Republicans and Democrats. 62% say that. The rest of the world, who knows, on both sides. 71% of Americans say they prefer Republicans in Congress find ways to work with Biden. Biden has a favorable rating. But how stupid is this? A rating after he's been in office for a week. Come on.
There's ratings for everything.
I know, but...
Happens every time.
Right. And his ratings are higher than Trump at any time. Yeah, well, who cares? I don't care about that stuff. I care about what's getting done and what isn't getting done. I see that the president is scheduled to take some more executive actions. And the thing that's going on today is to reopen federal marketplaces selling the Affordable Care Act, those health plans. You know what?
This is a good one because that open enrollment.
I don't understand how any of this works.
BS.
Open enrollment, like for me, I had to sign up for Part D of Medicare, and I had to do it before December 7th. And I've asked the question because already I found out that it's inadequate. It doesn't cover some things, and nobody gives me a good explanation as to why. I should have to pay $1,700 for a prescription for Eliquis, which I
healthcare in America.
Promptly did not do and said I wasn't going to do it, period, end of story. Now, but the marketplace, so does this mean that all of us can get whatever we want whenever we want it? Is that
No. What it means is that if you don't have to stick to the open enrollment period, which was only usually from like November to the end of December or whatever.
Right,
so this means he's going to open it up so that if you don't have health insurance right now in January, you can go on to healthcare.gov and find a plan and get covered.
That's how the ACA
used to be when it first opened. It was all year round. You could sign up if you lost your job on a Tuesday in a random month, you could find health care. And so he's reopening that.
How does this relate to the state programs? Jennifer, Brendan was on the California state plan, and I'm trying to remember what
I was
he
on
ran
the New
into.
York one.
You were. It was a headache. I remember that. But I was on the New York one.
My brother is on the New Jersey one. The coverage is fine. It's better than what I have. Truthfully, it's better than what I have now through my husband's company because we have a $5,000 deductible and it covers basically nothing. So the Obamacare was better, but it was more expensive. That's the problem.
It's not cheap. It's too expensive.
No, it isn't cheap.
In California, it's not cheap. And the open enrollment periods, maybe this will change it. But, yeah, they do exist, right? At least when they first started, they opened everything up because they were trying to get people on the plan. But the reason it's so expensive is because the Obama administration, when they put this together, banked on young people getting insurance. And young people aren't getting it. So it's always going
to be
expensive.
Brendan stopped paying for his. He had it for a while, but it didn't do anything really.
I got news for you. Okay. Brendan isn't considered young anymore. I'm talking about this plan.
Thank you. I'll pass
Well,
that
no,
along.
I mean, he's my age. He's a little older than me. So I would love to say that I would be considered one of the young ones they're looking for, but they were banking on 20-somethings
people
getting
going
insurance.
Off their parents, right, and then transferring. Yeah.
How they didn't.
Kids covered? Is it till 25 now?
Six, I think, isn't it?
26, yeah.
26, I think that's right. Yep, exactly. All right, we're in this pew. Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine trials found that they were about 95% effective in preventing the infections from COVID. But, and there's a big but, The studies did not measure whether a person who had been vaccinated is less likely to infect somebody else. So until
the
studies...
Yeah, you can be a carrier.
Yeah, right. So this is the and a good argument for masking up, as far as I'm concerned. I think there are a lot of good arguments for masking up, but this is one of them. Okay, so the vaccine protects you, but it doesn't protect other people. And
right.
That's what has been kind of lost in the translation here.
It is. Like yeah.
But if I can't get it, how can I give it?
You can't because
it means you won't get the symptoms. You won't have.
But
you
she
won't
had
experience.
It already.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So
yeah.
Is what she's suggesting is should I bother to wear a mask? If I can't give it to anybody, then why would I wear a mask? I think
well,
that's the question.
Then essentially, if we're treating Jen as if she were inoculated, then yes, the answer is yes, you can still spread it to other people, even though it won't affect you.
But she's
the
had
doctors
it.
But when you get the vaccine, it's the same thing as if you had it. So
but to spread it, but here's the thing. This has been my question all the time, and I'm not presuming that anybody will know. But the question I ask out loud is if to spread it you have to have it, and I can't get it, then why would I have to still?
Because you can be a silent carrier of it,
but you still have to be positive. You'd still have to get the virus in your body.
I don't know.
You're not a carrier without having the virus.
Yeah, that's a pretty good question.
Right, but the dangerous part, though, is that we don't know the levels of each individual person's antibodies. And so every single person is going to have probably a different response. If you had a really severe case, maybe you have more antibodies. If you had a very mild case, maybe you have fewer. That's like the big X factor that no one knows. I was at the doctor's office last week, and they made it very clear that everyone in the office has gone through their, you know, both rounds of the vaccine, and everyone was safe, and they let one patient in at a time, the whole thing. But my doctor said, I said, do you have to still wear a mask? And he said, absolutely. He said, there's way too much unknown. And he said, even people who had it, and this was, you know, his opinion, this is one doctor's opinion, but he said, even people who have had it can still be carrying it and just not present. They're asymptomatic. So if you've already had it, you're not getting tested, right? So
no,
how would you know?
I mean,
I've
actually been tested after I had it.
Right,
so,
but I'm saying it's been months since you've had it.
I guess this is it. If they're telling us, like, forget me that's already had it. For someone who hasn't had it and is going to get the vaccine, you're getting it so that you don't get the virus again. If you don't get the virus again, then you're not going to pass it on to people. And that, to me, makes me feel like a lot of this stuff is still about control rather than about science. I mean, I think it's kind of laughable that we went from not wearing masks to wearing one mask, and now they want us to wear 12 masks. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Double up for safety. All right, but the good thing here is, if you look at the numbers from the last week or so, the cycles, if you go back a month or you go back a year, the up and the down, the rapid up and the rapid down, the leveling off, the falling, yada, yada, yada. Well, the situation now in our country, very sharp drops occurring. Bigger declines here than anywhere else. And that's in terms of percentages much as anything else. Numbers of people, percentages in comparison to, let's say, Canada, or you go over to Asia or Western Europe. We spiked very high for the last, 2-3 months, and now the cases have gone down.
By the way, most of that spike for the country came from California. A lot of the numbers came from California.
Yep, they sure did. So, but the new cases this past week down 35% from last week and the week before.
I wonder if part of that, though, is because people have stopped getting testing because they're waiting to get the vaccine.
I think it's herd immunity. I think it's
I the reason I'm saying this is because myself, I used to get tested every single week. I personally have not been tested in over a month because now there's a vaccine, and so I'm on the list. I'm waiting to get the vaccine,
but
in the meantime, I'm staying away from my parents. You know, I'm wearing a mask, and all of my friends who used to be vigilant about getting tested every week, none of them get tested anymore.
Well,
so I think that there's a big drop in once the vaccine news hit, people are like, okay, I don't need to get tested so much. I think
100 million, almost a third of the population of the country has had the virus. I find that interesting because I don't know anybody except Jennifer who's actually had it. Well, that's not true. I was in a store the other day in a garage where the place was shut down practically because everybody was home. One guy had the virus, so they just quarantined everybody. But I think
just
there
be
are
careful
more
with
people
grocery stores. There's
wearing
so many
masks.
Cases coming from grocery
right.
stores.
Yeah.
Right
well,
now.
They should be. They're the ones next in line. Ag workers, food workers, supposed to be getting the shots in the next week or so. I'm supposed to. I haven't seen a schedule yet, but let's hope that that takes place. 24 million people so far have had the shot, for those of you who like details. Speaking of details and drugs and the vaccines, our DJV download that's up there today at djvshow.com. We talk about who ought to share the Nobel Prize. I think we've decided that nobody should get it until they see if the vaccine actually will have done good things in a dozen years or so. And then we talk about this talk show host who was fired because he was a right winger and none of the lefties would come on his program. Kelly Clarkson beating Ellen in the ratings. We talk about that. And then the ladies sound off on their feelings about Drew Barrymore and her talk program. So that and a lot of other discussions. Help yourself to the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every 4 change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick 6 is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered a sponsor this promotion in any way.
All right, you'll all be happy to know that the Russians are at it again. The Moscow police now have arrested Alexei Navalny's brother. What's his offense, being Alexei Navalny's brother?
Probably.
Right.
His name is Oleg. And so he's there. There's a lot of stuff. The video, this is what's stirring up the troops are getting pretty antsy. I've told you that. We've had this as a thread through the program this week, how much unrest there is in both Russia and China, and the international news media is not covering it at all, but yet they're all
I've
over
seen it on BBC.
Have you?
I watch BBC news all the time.
Right,
yeah,
that'd be a good place to see. What are they saying on BBC about the Chinese and the unrest there and what's going on with the study of the Wuhan virus and some of the things we were talking about, I think, yesterday and the day before, with regard to the cities being closed down, provinces being shut off.
Some home video, some cell phone video. Kind
on
of,
BBC
you know,
News?
Some cell phone. I haven't seen a lot of China, of the virus Wuhan stuff on BBC, but more, investigation is happening in the World Health Organization and swabbing people and things like that. But on the Russia stuff, though, it's more focus on them. And there are thousands. I mean, there were like 10,000 people that were out protesting. They arrested 4,000 of them.
In Russia?
A lot of people. Yeah, in Russia.
Yeah.
Protesting to get Navalny out of jail.
They're really ticked off about a whole bunch of stuff. You know what they say about power? It corrupts. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program, social media time for this hour. Jay Kirshner shines with Victoria and Jennifer and Doug. One of the things I would like to have people remember is this continuing promo. You'll find the information out on our Facebook page at DJV Show. The new Works 12-volt multifunction jump starter. I've used this twice in the past week because it's been cold here and it's hard to get things started on the farm. So when one of my guys ran off the road with a truck, and so I had to go rescue him yesterday, and it was just about dark. And we were trying to figure out, because one of the lines, the gas line or hydraulic line or something broke, so I was under the truck with this light trying to figure out what the problem was. And I saw the broken line, but I couldn't quite figure out what it was to. But still, having this little light, and then we had to jump start the truck, and this thing did a magnificent job. You won't believe it until you use it. It's so small. The jump starting of cars. This you can use it 30 times before you need to recharge it. 12-volt batteries and motorcycles, ATVs, lawn. You can jump anything. It's a two-way charger for cell phones, too, and tablets and small electronic devices. 5 work light, flashlight, and emergency light combinations. It's called the Works Multifunction Jump Starter. The Works. Find what's, make it work for you. Try one of these puppies out. You get them at works.com, W-O-R-X.com, and you can see and read all about it on our Facebook page. All right, speaking of that, how are we doing on our question, Jay, whether or not people think that staying at home or whether or not staying at home parents ought to get a stipend? How's that going?
People have strong feelings about it.
Good. And?
And Helen Tarr says, no. The question asked is, really, should my tax dollars go to a stay-at-home parent? If someone wants to stay home, great, but address your spouse's income and your expenses prior to having children. Kay Harrod believes if you choose to have children and stay at home, which she has chosen to do, then that's on you. Joanne Cloughley says, no, you should not get allowance and allowance.
So it's mostly women who are commenting on this. Is that what we are?
Matt Hansen. No, there's all kinds of comments. Matt Hansen says, yes, his wife had to go on extended leave from her job to homeschool their 5 and 7-year-olds, and his work schedule did not allow for his wife to go get a night job. adding that their bills didn't change in 2020, even though the household income was forced to. And Nick Jenkins says, and I feel like this is a sarcastic comment, so I'm going to read it as such. Here's an idea. Let's give every child $2,000 the day they are born and then $2,000 every year until they die just because, hey, you're alive. You deserve it. Then let's all just stay at home and collect our checks because reality is so last month.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that guy's a happy dude.
Yeah. Well, it does get out of hand. And, you know, I think there's a difference. There's a difference between people who have lost their job because of COVID and they're having these extra expenses and they've got a kid to take care of, and that makes a difference. But people who just choose to be stay-at-home moms should not be subsidized by the government to do that. That is a choice that they're making.
Socialism. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Socialism.
I agree with that, Jen. Yeah, socialism. The stay-at-home parent, if you choose to stay at home and not also work from home, like, that's on you. That nobody owes you money for that. You shouldn't be paid for taking care of your child. And also, parents... custodial parents who live with their kids and take care of their kids, you are taking care of your child. You're not watching your child. You're not the babysitter.
It's your job. But that's your job.
A lot of women, let's be honest, a lot of women, you know, they go to college for the MRS degree, you know, so they should not be getting a check on top of that.
MRS degree?
The Mrs. degree to get married.
Oh.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
All right, we're asking question number two about Valentine's Day. Is it too early to plan? What are you getting from that? It's Valentine's Day around the corner.
Yeah, that's a new post. So it's up there, Facebook, Twitter. What are you doing? Do you have plans? Do you not celebrate Valentine's Day? Weigh in at DJB Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, and there's still some trailing stuff from yesterday. But as I said, I like to freshen it up every day and have different people participate. So just feel free to jump in. It's the more the merrier, the fewer the better affair, as the song used to go. So check it out at DJV Show, Twitter, Facebook, the whole schlemiel there. I want to talk about spouses in a little bit when we come back in the other half of the bottom of the hour. This is the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercise for senior dogs. As your dog heads into his senior years, he may not be able to run as fast, jump as high, or have the stamina he once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for guardians to understand their dog's limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can also be due to decreased heart function. So it's important to work on an exercise program with older pets and your veterinarian at the same time. And start out gradually. You know, sometimes we look at our dogs and we don't want to admit they're getting older, a little gray around the muzzle, not as quick as they were. So that 2-mile jog for you may be okay, but it may not be okay any longer for your 10 or 12 year old dog. So watch them carefully. If it looks like they're struggling, if it looks like they're having difficulty, it's time to stop and increase a new exercise program with less effort. I'll more next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. Former President Trump met with House of Representatives Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday and agreed to help Republicans win back the majority in the House. Representative McCarthy says Democrats have only put forward an agenda that divides America further. And President Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022. Cicely Tyson, the actress who captured the power and grace of black women in America, has died. Tyson's death was announced by her family, who did not immediately provide any additional details. She was 96. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Nevada's school-aged children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium, because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14 to 1. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back in the fold here for the Thursday, January 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, a mild-mannered reporter for a great Metropolitan Daily newspaper who has gone up into the sky, and that's what is so wonderful about radio. Up in the sky we go, and into your ears we go. And so we're working with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, their best efforts to determine what's the right use of our time here. And I think a useful discussion could be had about this terror alert. Some of these extremists, is this overkill? Is this overfocus? I mean, we're done with the, I think there's just too much hype here. I think there's a
lot
of... Well,
I think the concern is around the impeachment trial, but I don't think there's much to that anymore because he's going to be acquitted. So what's the point of protesting or storming the Capitol again if... You know, your guy's going to get acquitted anyway. What's the point?
Yeah, but I also just point out, just from the other side of the aisle, that these domestic terror alerts, and I think they should be taken seriously. Don't get me wrong. If there's, if there's stuff that they have, intelligence that they have, that people are going to cause trouble or cause violence, they should take it seriously no matter what side it comes from. But every single night, I mean, since Biden was elected, before that, every single night in the summer, federal buildings being destroyed, ICE headquarters being tackled, police cars being burned down, police precincts being burned down. Why is that not domestic terror?
It is.
Well, those people were right. arrested. It is.
Not most people. No, most people that were arrested were bailed out of jail by groups working for Kamala Harris and for Joe Biden.
But they still have court dates. There were like 10,000 people arrested in participating in those things, and a lot of them weren't even doing anything wrong. They had
and
to all work
of,
through
yeah,
the court systems.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the same argument that a lot of the people that were caught at the Capitol are making, that they were just
right, but that's like, what, 100 people have been arrested?
I mean, it's thousands. That is true. Most of the people who were there on either side were there peacefully protesting. But there were some jerkleburgers who went way beyond where they ought to have gone. You talk about herd immunity. This is follow the leader. Let's go in and make some noise or make a mess or do whatever because the other guys are doing it. So we'll do it too.
I just think we need to be really consistent about condemning all of it because it's all really bad.
You're fighting an uphill battle, Jennifer, because the news media doesn't report it that way, don't see it that way.
I'm just saying 10,000 people, and it was probably even more than that, were arrested all throughout 2020
but
participating
there was
in those things.
That's why they were arrested. The reason that number is so high is because there was violence in multiple cities almost every single night. We remember that in Portland and Seattle, they were given room to peacefully protest. Remember the governor said, this is the summer of love. There's nothing going on here until three people died. And then
what's the point? We're all saying the same thing. 10,000 people were arrested for doing that. 100 people have been arrested from the Capitol. They're all away. Just because they got bailed out, that means they made bail.
Where was a domestic terror alert for them? And the answer was it didn't exist. And it didn't exist because there are a lot of people who think
a lot of politics. Yeah. There's a lot of politics at play here. No question about that. And it is.
Well, it'll come down to the sentencing. So let's see what the courts do with it all.
Meanwhile, yesterday we were talking about the auto industry and the electric cars, and the response from the auto manufacturing industry is kind of interesting. A lot of people who are like General Motors and Ford's not too big into it, although they're working in that direction. But General Motors has a really big plan when it comes to electric vehicles. And apparently the leaders of a couple of these companies have said this is going to be great for business. We're going to hire a lot of new people, more jobs in the auto industry. And it also, because some of these things, not only electric cars, but how we can better and more efficiently build homes. The construction industry right now, whether you realize it or not, is booming. You can't find somebody to come work on your house because they're out framing a new house, or they're putting siding on a house, or they're putting plumbing in the house, or they're electric. It's just amazing. Wherever you go, there's building. And you just wonder, is that because we have a lot more people that we have pent up or whatever, or is it because we're going to legalize 11 million immigrants and they got to have a place to live? Where they live now.
That's the reason behind new construction. I live in a resort community where, I mean, it looks like South Beach all up and down the Jersey Shore where I live. These are multi-million dollar apartments. This is not for illegal immigrants who need a home. That's not what's driving this.
I think there's a lot of stuff.
Really? The illegal immigrants are going to pay $6 million for a one-bedroom apartment?
No, but that's exaggerating it. There are a lot of people who need places to stay, and they could be a $400 a month apartment. These places are being built,
that's
too.
That's not what's being built.
Oh, yeah, it is in the inner city.
Not around where I am.
That's because there's second-rate housing. Where I am, they're building a lot of housing downtown on the other side of town in the really poor rent district, and they're put up. One of the reasons that people have stayed away from, or government has stayed away from in the last 15, 20 years, public housing, because when you put people into public housing, they usually destroy it. There's city after city after city after city. Chicago, they put up a whole, they're like 1,000 units, and in 2 or 3 years they were destroyed because the people that lived in them didn't give a damn. They didn't have to pay for it. They're just there. It's really, really, really disgraceful, some of that stuff that goes on, but... All right.
Well, and I'm sure I've told you my story, but there's, you know, in Los Angeles, one of the things that they make the argument about with the homeless crisis is that it's a housing shortage. Well, there's the type of construction going on that Victoria's describing in L.A., and then there's the type of construction going on that you're describing in Los
right.
Angeles. And from the government... its perspective, we passed Proposition, measure, county measure, HHH, in Los Angeles, which was supposed to give money to build structures. They were supposed to have 10,000 structures built by this time. They've done 250. And the median cost for each of these structures for homeless people to have shelter, $745,000 a unit.
My God, how you don't throw everybody in public life out of office in Los Angeles County or in the state of California. My God, what a disgrace.
Did you see, but speaking of that, did you see, and this is the opposite end of the $700,000, which is like, that just sounds like that's a bunch of contracts that went to friends and brothers-in-law. And
yeah,
like
plenty
that just
of that.
Sounds,
plenty
yeah.
of that goes on in Los Angeles, that's for
but
sure.
But I don't know if you guys saw this story. It's kind of interesting. Business Insider did a really interesting take on, you know, tiny homes have become like a real a trend.
Yes.
But like high-end.
I saw that.
Like
yeah, yeah,
high-end
yeah.
tiny homes. Did
yeah.
you see the one, a company called Pallet? They're $5,000 prefab tiny homes that can be set up in 30 minutes,
yeah.
and they can go in any in
bedroom
any
and kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's for $5,000, and when you look at them, like they're really cool looking.
They are
so
very
like
cool.
you don't need to
yeah.
spend $700,000.
Well, I was looking to build a little place like that on the farm, so they can have that when some of the workers wanted to stay overnight and not have to go to their home, which is an hour or more away, that we have a nice bunk for them.
Right.
That would be,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect for that sort of thing. The number of sharks seems to be a concern.
Say it like you mean it, New Englander.
What?
It's a shock. Come on.
A shock tank. Populations have declined by 71% in the last 40 years, according to a new study. The research looks at rays as well as sharks. Stingrays, is that what they're? They're the stingrays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three quarters of that. So what is the, what, why? What's making, what's causing, are they, I remember 30 years ago, 40 years ago, talking on the air about how some of these no good SOBs would kill the sharks just to take the fin
yes.
for shark fins. Then they throw the shark back in the water.
Yeah, and they do that in China still. That's the shark fin soup.
Of course
soup.
They do in China.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's some right. ridiculous, yeah. you know, superstition thing. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But and that's shark culling. And a lot of people have, you know, Greenpeace and Oceana, a lot of people and groups have been really trying to crack down on that. That's actually not even the problem. It's just overall overfishing. And the sharks, you know, the fewer the fish that they eat when
have
the boats come along
shark?
Trolling.
Anybody
no.
tasted shark? What does it taste
uh-uh.
like? Anybody?
No, I don't
Jay,
know.
Jay, you ever taste shark?
I had it so long ago from a restaurant in Cleveland,
like,
and
taste,
I feel
taste,
like it
chicken?
Was good.
I think Mako is the only shark that people eat, right?
It was special, and I was feeling yeah. froggy and got it.
All I know about Mako is that's where
good.
You get your car painted cheap.
43,
half of the hour. You got to think about that one a little bit. It's M-A-I-C-O. The Ken Kronhaus visitation this week on DJV Health Show starts with a conversation about controversies with the vaccines. Ken has his own take on the new vaccines, the ones that are good, maybe not so good. Mutations, we talk about that. He explains how they are. Well, this has been, we've tried to explain this three or four times. I think I'm now finally getting the mRNA protocol stuff. You can get that explained if you want to get that information. And regular flu shots, do you need them or not? A lot of people are not getting them that used to get them because they don't think they need them. Dr. Ken reports lots of great health information. Check it all out every week at DJV Health Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
After the hour here on the DJV program, we've had a lot of conversation, and it's sort of showing up on the social media about whether spouses ought to get paid for staying home and taking care of children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. National Spouses Day, I think it was earlier this week, but we missed it on the calendar, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Created in 1984, the foundation comes from the idea of showing thanks to your partner. So, and this isn't a Valentine's Day kind of thing. This isn't about romance. This is about what you do and bring to the table. And I think that's what started the conversation, frankly, about pay on National Spouses Day. That whole business about equal pay surfaced. And that's what's been going on the last couple of days. According to scientific research, 20 minutes of holding hands with your partner or cuddling can release hormones that leave you happier and feeling good. So, Jay, when you're there breastfeeding Mac, are you holding your husband's hand?
Nope, because he's formula fed.
Oh, well, that's right, too. Yeah, you told me that's right, too. You didn't breastfeed him.
Yeah, no, we, I mean,
also
we do hold
a weird,
hands.
Creepy question. Apologies, Jay.
No, you know what? Once you have a baby, all of that is just out the window. Everything is free, open.
Romance.
I mean, you don't realize it, but you're Winnie the Pooh in it for like an entire week. But my husband, it's his
love language.
Does
that mean you're not wearing pants? What does that mean?
Yeah, when you're having a baby, it's not like you see in the movies where the doctor is creeping underneath a blanket.
Pants?
Like, it's a free-for-all. It's a show.
Okay.
But no, my husband's love language is touch. So that's how, you know, I'll rub his feet or we will hold hands or whatever. My love language is acts of, you know, doing things. Do things so I don't have to.
Nice.
So we do hold hands.
Yeah, good.
My love language is let me take a nap.
Yeah, leave me alone, I'm taking a nap. Yeah. 2 million people get married every year in the U.S.
No, and most of them are Pamela Anderson, apparently.
Right. 17% have been married before.
That was just January.
I thought the number was higher than that, frankly, for people having been married before, because the divorce rate is, what, 64% or something now of all marriages end in divorce?
Yeah.
That's something. Right. So maybe that makes National Spouses Day a little less valuable, if you will. All right, so we've got the domestic doomsday clock working for us. Guess how much time is left, boys and girls? Between now and the end of the next commercial break, we're all going to be dead. At least according to the bulletin from these atomic...
Can you not say that?
What?
Right.
Well.
Set the karma out.
We have 100 seconds, according to the Doomsday Clock, 100 seconds left till midnight, and at midnight, it all goes away. Kaboom. But that's the same as it was last year, right? That hasn't changed. It was, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that they build this on. There actually is a group, and there's a CEO of the atomic scientist called Rachel Bronson. She's the CEO, and she says the pandemic has functioned as a wake-up call to keep us from going down the wrong roads. I thought that was kind of interesting, don't you think? Pandemic has actually done something good for humanity in that way. 10 before the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV Health program. Focus on you and your health and questions you have for Dr. Ken. Here's somebody who wants to know about alcohol and whether or not it plays a role in things that are, well, I mean, obviously on its own it'll kill you. But also it seems to, according to some of the late research, it affects cancer rates. You want to be more specific about that, Ken?
Absolutely. There's a report this week where it actually shows beyond any doubt that alcohol causes a fraction of the cancers that we see. Alcohol plays a significant role in cancer cases and deaths in America. On average, drinking accounted for almost 5% of cancer cases and over 3% of cancer deaths, or about 75,000 cancer cases and nearly 19,000 cancer deaths a year from 2013 to 2016, the most recently collected data. So the key is, guys, when you exceed 2 drinks per day, women, when you exceed 1 drink per day, you're not doing it for your health. And now we know it causes cancer.
It's against your health, if anything. Wow, another reason not to spend a lot of time with a bottle. Somebody wants to know, what is normal in terms of blood sugar ranges? I don't know if we get into the weeds too much with this or not, but what's normal blood sugar supposed to be? How do you get it down if you have numbers that are too high? You know, that sort of question. That's something you and I have talked about.
Sure. So when you measure your blood sugar, it's very important you know when the last time you had a meal, because the blood sugar if you want to measure it comparatively and accurately, you're supposed to fast for 12 hours in terms of taking in any food or anything other than water. And that number normally should be under 100, between 100 and 124. We call it pre-diabetes, and 125 and above is diabetes. So if you get your blood drawn and you just had a meal a few hours ago, your blood sugar is going to be much higher, and these numbers that I just quoted don't apply to you. These are fasting blood sugar numbers, whether you have diabetes or not. In fact, now we use hemoglobin A1C, which is almost a three-month average of your blood sugars, and you don't have to fast for a hemoglobin A1C, something nice. You also asked me, how do you reduce blood sugar? You know, yeah. You don't actually cut back sugar. You cut back white flour. The body converts white flour into blood glucose, and that's what you measure. You want, if your blood sugar is too high, you want to cut down on the white flour and get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, because you want to get down to ideal body weight.
So, in a manner of speaking, those who are like me that have gluten problems and stay away from the flours, the white flours and stuff, because we're allergic to it, that's good for us, even though we may not think about it or hadn't thought about it that way. You're staying away from the carbs that cause the sugar numbers to go way up. Is that
the simple carbohydrates? That's exactly correct. The complex carbohydrates like whole grains, which some of the gluten people have trouble with also, those are actually, unless you have a gluten issue, are very healthy for all of us, the whole grains.
Mm-hmm. All right, something to think about. All right, somebody wanted to know about the best vitamins to keep your hair. I don't know whether they were looking at pictures of George Bush or Garth Brooks without their hair, losing their hair. Maybe that's where that came from, but that's a good question. Do you have, what vitamin routine might you want to be on if you want to keep a good head of hair?
Well, I would just take a good multivitamin, eat a healthy diet. It has been stated that biotin, iron, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc help keep your hair. How good the science is, I'm not sure. Just eat a good healthy diet and make sure that you don't have any severe supplement issue, like you're not anemic. Talk to your general primary care doctor about it. When they do your routine lab work, they'll check to make sure that you're not deficient significantly.
Got it. Last question. Will daily exercise delay the need for me to have knee replacement surgery?
That depends on how severe your issue is. That's on a case-by-case basis. Physical therapy will sometimes help. Talk to the orthopedic doctor, but that's what orthopedic surgeons make their decision based on a case-by-case basis when to go to the next step.
Well, certainly weight loss would take the stress off of your joints. And
how weight loss helps everything.
Yeah. All right.
Physical therapy often helps.
Heard it here first. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.